Yo, what up, everybody? I'm here with your boy Mike, and he got it lit today. It's my birthday. We turned up. Say happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday to the homie. You know we have to do some G shit for the homie for his birthday.
Yeah, it's a very special episode because it's my birthday, and I got my homeboy Mike. He's here for this guest appearance, and we're recording right here in Beverly Hills. This is the city of all good shit. You already know. Money, cash, dollars, hoes, music. LA is where it's at. But Mike, I want to interview you a little bit on my birthday. I know it's my birthday. You're supposed to be interviewing me, or I'm supposed to be talking about my life. But today we're going to focus on you, because you've been my dog since what? 06, 07? So let's be real. Let's be real. Since you've met me, how many hoes have I smashed?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, never mind.
How many you brought around?
Hey, that's my boy right there. Hey, that's my boy. Hey. Okay, you know... All right, let's really get to the interview. Hey, so before we get started, I just want to let you guys know, go follow me on Instagram. If you like comedy, if you like good conversation, I'm always going to drop some fire content. My Instagram is at Sean McGill, S-H-A-W-N-M-C-G-I-L-L. And we're going to be right back after this little short break. I'm going to be interviewing Mike real quick.
Homie, I always got bad bitches.
Hey, you already know. It's the intro, and we'll be right back after this break. Man, we just recorded a whole fucking episode. But somebody kept calling my damn phone, so that was the intro. Like, you saw the intro, the first part we recorded.
Right.
So we got to get back to it, man. We had a whole episode, and we was talking for a long time, and y'all kept calling, so we couldn't really save it. But yeah, we riding to Nordstrom's right now, and we just recorded a fire episode. I'm mad that it's destroyed, so bear with us. I got to come up with some more new heat questions. Did you like? You know, do you like interviewing? Do you like being in front of the scene? Because I know you're like a laid-back dude. But how do you feel about this whole podcast thing, since you already did an interview, pretty much? Did you enjoy it? Do you like media? And would you like to hear from me different interviews, more social media tips? What would you like to hear from my show?
I mean, I think the best way to go about it is to do a little, you know, a variety of everything.
Ooh,
something,
I like
something
that.
For everybody, you know what I mean?
I like that idea. What would you say would be your favorite thing to do, though? Like, I mean, to hear. What would you really listen to? Would you want to hear me talk with some porn stars? Want to hear me talk to some actresses? Me talk to, you know, some wealth management people, some investors?
Okay. I already know the answer. So what
really think about it. Or would you like to hear some hood niggas, or some, you know, straight up musicians? What would you really
so what I'd really like to hear, I mean, the hood shit, like, well, I can kick it with the homies and I can hear that, you know, all day. What I'd really like,
well, like some comedy
what
shit,
I,
you
what
know
I'd
what
like
mean?
Really like to see is there's two of them. So one, yeah, if you, you know, if you, that business stuff, if you find like a business,
I got some business
who's
heat
up there, you know,
I
who's willing to give some game.
Okay,
because motherfuckers like that, they don't want to, you know, give game, right? So that's a good one.
Well,
and
you should
two,
be talking about business. You big balling. You got all the money. Put people up on how you started your LLC and how you started your phone business.
Mortgages.
That's what we need to be talking about.
Mortgages.
But we're going to get back to that. I'm going to ask you about all that. But go ahead.
So, and the next one is, so it would be cool to have a couple porn stars, right? But also a couple girls that are the complete opposite. Right?
Ooh, some nerds.
Some good girls, yeah. Put them in a room and, you know, we ask them kind of the same questions, see how they respond.
Okay.
See if they want some of the same things in life, and if they feel their way benefits more or less, and vice versa.
So,
you know what I mean?
Have you been watching a lot of podcasts? Because, like, you got Joe Rogan, you got all these different people,
I fuck
right?
With Joe Rogan.
You fuck with Joe?
I fuck with Joe Rogan.
I like Joe. Joe's show is probably one of the hardest ones.
Joe is cool as fuck.
And, I mean, I haven't done the video, because it's just hard to, I don't really like to record. I'm a real private person. I'd rather give them some audio. Me recording, I don't really like the feds all seeing where I'm at, what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, Joe be recording, he be dropping his, you know, video content, right? So I like what you said about the wealth thing, and the porn stars and the nerds. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good ass idea and a good addition to the show. Now, I had a concept, right? Oh, quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Sorry, y'all. So we just had a phone go off on the set.
Homie from 18.
Okay, okay. Big homie. But I think what I should do too, man, I'm all about exposure. Getting people to the next level. Helping them elevate their game. I'm down to do some wealth management talk. But I also want to promote these individual brands and people. Like, I want to get together with Nike. I want to get together with Reebok. And talk to the owners, Reebok. How can we make some bread together? How can we really put out some new clothing pieces? How did you start Nike? I think, you know, that niche or whatever is untapped. And I think we can go everywhere. We can go to not just Nike, but the AMC theaters. We can go to El Pollo Loco owners. We can go talk at the McDonald's owners, Targets. But I also think women sell. So I'm going to definitely think about doing a porn star thing, but I was thinking more so, I think it would be gangster if I was a porn star as a co-host. I think that shit would turn it up, and then have one more homie on it, and I think we would have a great show. But anyway, I think the show's good as it is. But let's dive in a little bit about wealth. I know you are a very successful M6, BMW, Lamborghini driving motherfucker, right? I didn't know you, seen you drive all the nice cars, seen you with all the nice things and all the, you know, apartments. Now, when you first started, I know we're not supposed to talk too much about it on the line because the IRS is going to come after us. But when you first started, how did you get your start? Like, what did you... Did you have to really, like, work your parents to get a loan? Did you, like, how did you learn how to start these businesses? Because, like, you started the businesses young, bro. You was, like, 17 or 18. I remember you was owning, like, 3 or 4 offices in K-Town, had 100 employees. I was just like, this nigga is on 10. He's on fire.
I was 17, like, though. I was, like, 23.
It was, I thought you was 17, bro. I could have swore you was 17.
That's
but
when,
like,
I was working. When I opened up my own shit, I was
So by 23 when you opened your own shit. But, like, how did you end up putting that idea out there? Because who put you up on game on that at first? Because black people, we don't know about that type of stuff. And what we're talking about, you guys, we're talking about loan, home refinances. We're talking about loans and
all types of mortgages.
Mortgages, you know, and
rights, modifications.
Exactly. He was the big dog in this.
You know, save your house if it's being foreclosed on.
Big money in this, y'all. If you don't know about that, man, hit up Mike or hit up me. I'll give you some information on how to foreclose and call.
Y'all need y'all credit repaired. If your credit's bad, y'all got some shit that
he was
to be
doing
taken
it all.
Off.
He was doing it all, but
I got you.
Who put you up on game on that? Why didn't you go play sports? Who put you up on the finance side of things? And what was the biggest check you ever saw? These are good questions.
So I did just play sports, right? And then...
You know, gang banging is not a sport. No, I was kidding.
And then kicking it with the homies and, you know, doing what we did, that kind of took me off track, right? Took me off track.
Okay. Well, you got the big face rolling on, so you on track and somehow...
We're living all right. You know, we ain't struggling.
I feel that.
So what got me started was, you know, actually in high school, about 10th or 11th grade, I had a homie and his brother had one of these mortgage companies. Mm. And he was looking for, you know, younger kids to come and do, you know, telemarketing, opening up calls.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, well, my brother's trying, you know, my brother wants to go to work. You want to work, you know, part-time after school. I was like, yeah, bet. So that's how I got my start, right? My second day, I killed it. I pulled an app. I got all the information, the social, you know, the shit went through for them to the point where the dude that owned the store, his sister came.
Yeah, turn your phone off, man. Turn it off. We on set. Keep going.
The dude who owned the place, right? His sister came and snatched me up from the other manager that I was working under. She's like, I'm taking him, right?
Oh, okay.
So right there, I was like, all right, I'm pretty good at this. You know, And I just kept going from there, right? After that, me and a couple of the homies that were working there, his back office was empty. So we asked him if we can rent it and do our own thing there. and just pay him for rent instead of, you know, letting him take all that commission.
Yeah.
So it started that way. We had our own little shop. It was about six of us. And then just kept moving it from there. And then really the biggest boom was when Obama came and did the stimulus package for the loan modifications.
I remember that.
Modifications was, oh my God, that's
is when... Is that multi-millions? How much money you bagged on that one?
I'm not going to say a number, but...
What, is it over six? Is it a six-figure, five-figure?
It's definitely a six-figure plus.
Ooh-wee! Ladies and gentlemen, you hear that?
I was breaking off the IRS six figures.
Woo! That boy is talking bands will make her dance.
That shit hurts, too. You got to write the IRS a check like that?
Oh, man, I know it does. I didn't broke off the IRS with a couple dollars. Uncle Sam, please give me a discount. And you know what's crazy? Uncle Sam take the money so damn fast. But when you need that return, that shit come 4 years later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I dreamt through hoops for it, too.
Yeah. And I appreciate you sharing these stories and keeping it real with me, man. Because a lot of people get on this podcast, man. They freeze up. They start thinking too much. We like to, you know, make sure our guests feel at home, feel welcome, and they feel, you know, just at ease. And you making my job a lot easier. You know, I like to get in my own zone during these podcasts. I don't really care too much what people think of me or hear, right, but I still keep it educated, and I think of these questions before I give them to you. So, like, why are you talking? I'm thinking of some other stuff. But you have made it easy for me to, you know, just open up. You've been my boy since day one, and I wouldn't have anybody else here for my birthday, bro. And I appreciate you coming on the show and, you know, doing your fucking thug thizzle and continue to succeed and continue to get the bag. And before I get you out of here, I got a little game for you. If you're gonna play this game, it's gonna be a lot of fun. Do you want to play?
What's the game? Let's hear it.
Oh shit, we gonna find out right after this break.
We don't turn down nothing.
Right after this break. Man, Mike, I appreciate you so much, bro, for coming through the show. It was great energy, great vibes. You killed it. You were so much better than I ever could have expected. And I appreciate you for rocking with me on my birthday, because I know you a multi-million dollar man, and you could have been on your yacht, you could have been at the casino, you could have been with some hoes, you could have been drinking, you could have been doing anything else in the world, but you chose to rock with me right here on the In the Hills podcast. And since you on the show, I gotta let you know, you gotta come back on, do a part two. We're gonna talk about some real shit on the next one. We're gonna talk about some real baller shit. We're gonna talk about some Hollywood shit too. So you gotta come back and come rock with your boy. And until next time, bro, go ahead and holla at him.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I mean, you know, it's always a good time with you, my boy.
Appreciate you.
I can't wait to hear, you know, the next episodes. Everybody follow, listen, download, buy, subscribe, all that.
Yes, sir.
You know, you can check your boy out too. Snapchat, Instagram, West LA Mike.
Yee.
And until next time.
Until next time. And we out of here, baby. And you know, it's all about this money. Let's go. Positive energy, baby. And you don't want to play with me. I got way too many guns on me. No, I'm just kidding. We out of here. I love y'all, man. Until next time, don't forget. It's all about staying humble, staying focused, and staying on your job. Yeah, dig. We turned up. LA, what's up? Let's go. It's my birthday. We out of here.
Hey, let me ask you a question before we shut this down.
What's up?
What's your thoughts on... you know, these telephone tough guys, telephone
gangsters. Oh, the Twitter fingers? I got a lot of things to say about these telephone gangsters, dog. Fuck them. And I be like, get to the money. That's all I say, man. Because these dudes be on the internet, they be acting hard. And you pull up in person, they ain't nothing like that. We know a couple of them. We ain't gonna say the names. We ain't gonna say the names. We ain't gonna say the names.
You know, I'm gonna put their bitch ass out there like that, but... it's just funny.
Yes, sir. West LA Mike, we in the building. In LA, what's up? It's your boy Sean McGill, SHAWNMCGILL. We out of here. Let's go. Turn up. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Sean McGill, and you just heard a brand new episode from me, Sean McGill. It's the In the Hills podcast, and if you love this episode, do not forget to press that like button, and do not forget to share the episode on your page or to your social media profiles. We are just trying to get this brand and this podcast out there to the masses, and we would appreciate a small donation. Or if you could just play the episodes and share them. I appreciate you guys all for listening, and I look forward to dropping more content. We have another episode coming out very soon. So make sure you have those notifications on and follow this page. We will be dropping a brand new episode very, very soon. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we could not be anything without you. So I just want to let you know that you're the most important person in the world to me, because this show means everything to me. I put my heart in every single day. I dedicate all of my free time when I'm not working to this podcast show, and just tuning in and listening is amazing to me, that you support me and that you follow me. I love you guys so much, and it's my birthday today, and I just am so blessed, man. I couldn't ask for a better birthday than to share my life, my journey, my friendships with other people right here on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and share it to you guys all the time like I get to do, because I am blessed, man. It's such an amazing feeling to be able to have a voice in this world. And if you ever want to do a podcast or you ever want to join my show, do not hesitate to direct message me, get in contact with me. We are trying our best to blow this podcast show up. It's In the Hills with Sean McGill. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And until the next episode, be sure to follow me on Instagram @SeanMcGill. Thank you.